Jesus' name. Lord, thank you in your great grace that we did not miss this. Oh, it did not just pass us by. Oh, Lord, you saw us on the way. Oh, how wonderful that you found us, Lord God. Oh, glory, circled us out. Hallelujah. Oh, raised and seated, oh, with you in the heavens. Lord, I thank you that we know that we know. And Lord, we're here just to sweetly praise you for it. Thank you and give you all the honor this morning, Lord God. And Lord, it's such a privilege to lift you up. And in lifting you up, oh, we feed and we rise up. Lord, we take flight, Lord God. And we mount up with those wings of eagles, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that it's you that does it all. And God, just let us get our minds stayed upon thee this morning. Lord, help us again, every life here, dear God. Don't let our minds be wandering on the rudiment things of this earth, Lord. Oh, the things of this world that we think are so important. God, cast not our care upon these things, but Lord, may we look up and have our affection set on the things above. Lord, every life, God, touch, work today. Again, that change of glory that needs to come in every one of our lives today, whatever it would be, Lord Jesus, help us look to you. Lay aside that weight. It's a weight. It's a dirty thing, God. Let us just set it aside. We've been idling up too long to these things. God, again, whom you have made free is free indeed. Let's be flying this morning in you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read from John chapter 5 today. So if you turn over there, and verse 30. And this is our sweet Lord and Savior in that precious testimony that he's giving of his obedience, thankfulness. What a privilege it is to be a son of God and to be the son of God and marveling in the honor to be willing of the Father. Praise God. Now, in that 30th verse, Jesus says, I can of mine own self do nothing. Very man of very man. Hallelujah. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Now, I love reading that because what a testimony of complete surrender. What a testimony of absolute, unadulterated joy, ecstasy, rest, peace because of the obedience to the Father. Father, thy will be done. Amen. And I know we rejoice and we give thanks because this is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want us to understand this morning, this is not just some far off thing. This isn't just some good thought. Oh no, Father, thy will be done is the very heart and the very mind of Christ in you. Listen to that again. Christ lives in you. That very heart, that very mind of Christ, this same obedient one, is truly the life that lives in us. It's the life that allows us to be convicted. Can you imagine that? I praise the Lord today after hearing again of Brother David and Shelley's testimony with all of the sweet trial of their faith with their precious daughter and again God's appointment to glory for himself and for that family. But again, knowing that the faith that they were given to believe the Lord for that trial was of God. It was his faithfulness. Praise God, it was of God. It wasn't of them. And he was giving God all the thanks for it. And that's the same for us. Any conviction in our lives comes because of the life of Christ that lives in us. But not only is it conviction, praise God, we're talking about the heart and mind of Christ that even causes us to be convinced. Amen? Aren't you thankful that you can be convinced in the things of God? And you're, again, just confident in Him? That the way of man, as it says in Jeremiah 10:23, the way of man is not in himself. Boy, listen to that. The way of man is not in himself. The way of your life is not in your grand plans. The way of your life is not in your ability. Proverbs 3:6 tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Do we really believe that the way of your life, the way of your life is Christ in you? The Word leading every step of our lives? Do we not hear the words and believe the truth of Galatians 2:20, when each and every one of us gave our hearts to God, when we said, Jesus, I take you as my Savior? We died at that moment. But yet we live. But yet it's not you that lives. It's Christ that lives in you. And the life that we now live, that you live, you live by the faith of who? Of the Son of God. Isn't that beautiful? Not the faith of you. You have no faith. You live by the faith of the Son of God. And that is your faith. Amen, it is. And here's the faith. The faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The very will of God that, praise the Lord, that Jesus is rejoicing in. I come to do His will. His will. Now, this is not some novel sermon, but I'm telling you, I'm encouraged to put us in remembrance of it by the Spirit once again. And maybe it is just me. Maybe I have been letting my mind get to overthinking just a bit. Oh, you know, ones like me that are those great seers, those ones that can distinguish anything, answers readied for every situation. Oh, I see people shaking their heads. That's not me. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's our old man. But I'm realizing something that's so beautiful. The only time I really see is when I confess to the Lord, I'm totally blind. Amen. But you know what, Lord? I don't know. I don't know. I do not know the way. But I know, Lord, You know. I know You are the way. The only time my life is ever in complete harmony is when this mind quits deciding and the Word of God begins to reign. Wow, amen. That's a scary step, though. Come on now, you know it. Well, I've been so convinced and I've done so good on my own for so long. But then the Lord has to get you in a place that I'm out of steps. Praise God. I appreciated that sister talking about, again, the footprints in the sand. And it is precious. But you got to realize this. He's been carrying you all the way. And it is beautiful that He carries us all the way, isn't it? Holding me safe in His mighty arms. Oh, I'm thankful we all got the notes of the Spirit this morning. Praise His name. But I have to tell you, I must admit, I get challenged. Do you get challenged when you don't see fruit? Amen, don't we? Huh? Do you get challenged when you're pressed with a lot of temptations about you? And sometimes you were on such a high, and yet now you're finding yourself, oh man, I'm ready to give in again. Ready to go that way again. I just feel, again, I was so high. I was, again, so encouraged in the things of God. And yet now I just feel like I don't even want to go on. But that's the Lord just taking you right to the edge of yourself once again. Said, this is as far, honey, as we could go at this juncture. And now you got to get a little bit more weak because we got to go on some more. Oh, it was a great place we'd been in. It was a mighty pasture. Amen, it was. But now we got to go on. And every time you go on, I'm going to tell you something. He's got to increase. And there's only one way He's going to increase, is you're going to decrease. And how you're going to decrease? You're going to hit the wall. you're going to come up against something again. And, oh, Lord. I did it again. Oh, but you never left the mighty arms. They get you right in that place again. Oh, honey, let love take over. You just be still. I'm going to show you something even more mighty. You are not going to go by what you see, honey. You are not going to go by what you feel. And oh, we've been feeling good together, haven't we? But I've taken you to a place right now that you ain't feeling a thing. I'm taking you to a place that you're even thinking that it's hopeless. But I've taken you to the place once again where you're going to call those things which be not as though they were. Amen? We just went to a different restaurant today, honey. It's still a table for two. And the food's even going to be better. I know you don't think, how could it be good here? But I'm here. I'm here. I am that I am. Amen? He takes you to the place that, praise God, I'm not believing you, Lord. But I thank you, Jesus, that you are just so beautiful and abiding, faithful for me. Man, I love how good looking he is. I love how beautiful my Lord is. He's stunning. He's all powerful. He is absolutely amazing in his faithfulness. Where he's got me going here today, I don't want to be a seer. I understand without a vision the people perish. But always remember this, the only vision you have is enlightened eyes of understanding. Understanding. Praise God. That you understand the ways of God. And when I understand the ways of God, I understand every single time it's not going to be the way I thought. Amen? It's not going to be the way of the knee-jerk reaction of man. It's always going to be the way that I did not think. The way that always surprised me. Well, Lord, you did it this way the last time. I was just walking that way again. But I forgot. It's the same way, but it's higher. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I don't want to be a seer. I want to be a believer. I want to have a heart as that sweet Joshua and Caleb did. See, they didn't look at circumstances. They did not. They did not care what everybody else was saying. They did not care about public opinions. And it didn't matter. And I'm talking about public opinion in the Christian community. Well, that's not the way we see these things. You know, that's just a little crazy. That, I'm telling you, is not the way that we're going to do it. See, they didn't care what everybody else was fearing, believing, worshiping, what their opinion was. All they were looking at was God's promise to us. Said that kind of earlier today as we started the message. When God has us waiting, abiding, and in patience, you better be abounding in hope or you're going to turn your ear to something else. You will. You'll try to devise, well, God said it, but he did. He meant it this way. See, and that's exactly, as I mentioned it to you, that's what Sarah, and such an encouragement to Abraham. But, you know, Abraham, we've been waiting here a long time. God said we're going to give us a promise of a child. And I know he meant it, but see, he didn't mean it through me. Even though he said it was coming through me, he really didn't mean that. He meant it through me, through my handmaid. Right? Because we've been waiting too long. Everything looks like we're completely out of hope. Because why? Because we weren't grounded and staying in the Word of God. But God, in his faithfulness, allowed them to mess around with that because that was going to be part of the will of God anyways. Watch what you get
when you go after compromise. Watch what happens, the testimony, when you try to devise something that somehow you're thinking you're aiding God in His glorious word. All it's going to cause you is a lot of heartache and a lot of pain. And God's still going to bring the promise. Amen. It ain't going to stop. He's going to bring it forth. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen. Oh, praise God. I like this chastening. How about you? See, being slow to believe God is painful. Always leaves you with heartburn. And you know what the heartburn was? It's always, I wish I had. That's heartburn. Slow to believe, only going halfway, compromise. Saying, you know what, I'll go at a more convenient time, I'll go later. It always misses God's best. Because God's best is yours now. Right now. And believing God is good. It's just a good thing. There's nothing like it. But honor God now. See, honor God now. And honor Him with everything. That be convinced that He is the reward of every bit of my life. Not just when I get older, not just when my life ends. Every bit of my life, He's my reward. And my exceeding great reward. Seeking the Creator. Young people, listen to this. Seeking thy Creator in the days of thy youth. That's what success is. That's success. Going after God now fully is success. Yeah, you will be ostracized from it. Absolutely. Overlooked, all of these different things. But I'll assure you, by the grace of God, it won't just be someday. There'll be a peace that passes understanding right now. There'll be a joy and a fulfillment that you don't have to keep going after happenings that just disappear. You're going after all the substance that is yours right now. That's what God has for us. I'm telling you, seeking the Creator in the days of thy youth, that's what success is. I talk to these young people. You want a godly spouse? You want a romance like Isaac and Rebecca? Read those stories. That's romance. You want the love of a family like Jacob that he had with his sons? There's one pattern to that success, and it's right here in the Word of God. You won't find it anywhere else. It'll always end up with less. It'll always be a mess of pottage that you'll have when you do not go after the Word of God. When the Word of God is our treasure, brothers and sisters, it multiplies that gain in our life. Hallelujah. I thank God. I sit back and I tell you by His grace, my life is beyond its wildest dreams. It is because of what I see in the Word of God. And then in that, what He allows me to fellowship in and to participate in with people of like precious faith. But then the joy that I have in my home, the joy that I have with my wife, the joy that I have with my sons. Oh, I thank God for all of those natural things. But they're all put in their right place. All of these different successes, all because heartily unto God. And in His place. And as we glorify and magnify Him and what He has given, oh, what a joy and rejoicing it is. But we understand, no matter what it may look like, that we got passed over or we got shorthanded or whatever it was, that never happens. Oh, no. He doesn't withhold one good thing from your life. You've got a life of increase coming every moment when you live by faith. Amen? Amen? Do you know how to be abased and how to abound? How to be hungry but yet to suffer need? In all things, by the grace of God, therewith to be content. That's when you just start showing up every day. Just show up. It really doesn't matter. By the grace of God, we are just passing through. Huh? It's a good vacation, even though you think it's a bad vacation. But we'll be home soon. We'll be home soon. But how much you treasure in home? Is it all laid up there? What you going to leave down here? Right there. Nothing. Zip. I'm not leaving one mark down here. None. It's all laid up over there. Hasn't God shown us that the riches untold are in His way? Amen. Oh, yeah. I mean, think about, again, the testimony, the great cloud of witness. Well, think about Abraham and Jacob, where they came from, too, and how God increased them. Amen? Amen. Joseph. Oh, well, you know, he had it all, stripped it all, but then God had, no, I got a higher plan for you. Huh? David, a shepherd boy to the greatest king Israel ever had. How about Ruth? Say, man, God just took her husband and all of those things, and then all she was left with was a bitter mother-in-law. Quit looking at me like that, you. I see eyes out there. I'm not going there. I got a sweet mother-in-law, and she is sweet. But think of what God did. He gave her a Boaz. What about Esther? Oh, that poor little orphan girl, and they're shipping her all around, and God had a plan. You got an appointment with the king, honey. And when you see that king, he's going to be so ravished, he's just going to say, it's all yours. I mean, it's all ours. What do you want? What are we going to do today, honey? That's basically it. What are we going to do? You've ravished me, huh? God, help us to get it. Amen. But see, this is the riches of the godly life. And I'm not necessarily speaking of material things. You know that at all. But even though I'm not speaking of these material things, I'm going to tell you, I've seen so many of God's precious people. I see it going on right now. And I see it especially with young people squandering opportunity after opportunity. It's true. How many times I've seen people try to cut a corner for quick money? Huh? Oh, I've got to do this because I've got to have that. Huh? What about our young people? Say, oh, you know what? I got a party. I got a party. You know what? It's okay. The TV tells me I can smoke pot and it's going to be just fine. It's better than drinking alcohol. Go ask all those hordes of kids that are down there on the mall today. Ask them about all the riches they're laying up. I'm just going to drink a little bit. I'm going to responsibly sin. There's no such thing. There isn't. That's mainly for the parents. Hello? Hello? How about I'm just going to be rebellious for a little while? I'm not going to listen to anybody. I need to find myself. Or I'm just going to be lazy. Or I am just going to be selfish. All of that stuff, I'm going to tell you, returns the same thing. It robs your life. It robs you. You will have far less than what God intended for your life. You will. You have just a short time. See, the enemy get a little bit of time with you. He robs you real fast. He gets your attention off of the things of God just for a moment. He can change the direction and alter your life completely. And that's the truth. The way of destruction is a wide way. It's a wide way. Well, everybody's doing it. And sin likes company. A lot of company. And that's the way they go. But narrow is the way. It's a narrow way. I told my sons many times, because my daddy used to tell me this in the same way, but I thank God he'd take it from the things of the Lord. But he'd say, son, it's a fine line to greatness. It's a very fine line. It takes sacrifice. It takes dedication. It takes discipline. It takes caring. And what do we care about? Huh? Oh, yeah. See, God's way, brothers and sisters, it's so rich in love. It's got all the increase. It's the only thing that's got the increase. It is. God's way will increase everything. It increases you. It increases others in your life. It increases your relationships, your home, your heart. And finally, the only thing that's required is to just walk in it. Isn't that something? It's just right there. Right there. We all have it right now before us this morning. It's called the Word of God. Just take a little walk. Young people know that I preach this to them all the time. Lay your hand to the plow right now. Time will pass you by so fast. Opportunities that were there are gone. And the adults in this meeting will tell you, it passes so fast. And oftentimes those parents that are sitting next to you that you think are just bothering you, you're never going to have anybody love you more in your whole life. You're just not. You're not going to have anybody that has the intentions of the best for your life more than those that loved you like that. Be a wise son and be diligent and lay hold of opportunity that he has given. Don't squander it. But even more so, don't squander God's best. Amen. Don't squander God's best. I really had the young people on my heart as they're going off to school. But all of us. You know, we may foolishly have missed a lot of opportunity in life, and we can all raise our hand to that. A lot of things that God had for us, we probably did pass by. But there's one thing he is always about giving you right now. His eternal best. His absolute best. It's the one thing that by the grace of God, every life sitting here this morning does not have to miss. It doesn't matter what successes or failures or evils or defiant moments of our life that have occurred. This is the one thing that he has promised that he will work all things together for your good. To them that love God, because it's all according to his purpose. And he had one purpose, always one purpose. Father, I'm going to bring many sons to glory. He had one purpose as they drove those spikes through his hands and through his feet. He had one purpose as they ripped and tore him to pieces. My purpose, my Father's will, that we at this time, by the grace of God, would win him. Amen? Isn't he wonderful? Aren't you thankful? By the grace of God, let's not squander. By the grace of God, today, just make the move. Make the move. Let's bow our heads.